Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now 30 seconds into this third hour, and we're about to go straight back to your calls and get into more news with our guest, Colonel Don DeGrand Prix. And, well, going back 2 years ago, he had a symposium outside D.C. that got picked up by the Portugal newspapers, but not our newspapers, of course. A 72-hour nonstop deliberation chaired by Colonel Don DeGrand Prix by a group of military and civilian U.S. pilots under the chairmanship of our guest, going over how the official story of 9/11 is a complete fraud. It'd be a joke if so many people weren't killed. So, Colonel, the militarization of police, the brainwashing of police, all this urban warfare training, the busting in the doors without the warrants, the Patriot Act, the cameras going up on the street corners, all part of this DARPA control grid. Can you speak to that?
Yes, I can. I'm thoroughly familiar with DARPA and the way they operate. It is not military per se. It is scientific, and it's usually civilian-instigated. Policy formulation and whatnot are coming out of the civilian hierarchy. And to make a long story short, somebody sooner than later is going to say enough is enough, and it'll be a military guy, and when that happens, it's going to hit the fan.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and go to John in New York, then Wayne, Diane, John, Scott, and others. Go ahead, John.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. Terrific guest. I called in about a news article, very important, and after I give everybody information about that, I'd like to make a comment about 911. In the Rochester, New York, Democrat and Chronicle website, Democrat and Chronicle, all one word, .com.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. February 20, 2004, it's an article about substitute blood going to be used without knowledge and without permission to the people that they're going to give it to them.
Yeah, that was in the Chicago Tribune up in up at that Loyola University. Now they say, we don't care if you don't want to have medical experiments done. When you come to the hospital, we're not going to tell you, and we're just going to do this to you. I mean, that's an example of the level of just craziness with government pushing the envelope. Go ahead.
Well, what people that are concerned about this is they should absolutely get a copy of this article from the Democrat and Chronicle website. They should call their state legislators and make a lot of noise about it, because I'm going to send it to my state senator.
Well, that's like hospitals around here. You're not an organ donor. They still take your organs. I mean, Colonel, this is just why is government everywhere and private industry just engaging in so much wild criminal activity right now?
It's fascism.
Well, it is, but let me say this from a positive standpoint. I just came from an emergency where I had 4 units of blood plasma pumped into me, and I feel great, and this came from the University of Virginia cardiac bunch, and I'd go to hell and back for any of those guys.
Well, certainly, I mean, it's like everything, there's good people. I'm talking, it's always the policymakers that are doing the bad things.
That is correct. Yes, indeed. And too bad, but so many of these policymakers, and that's their exact title, policy operations. This is Paul Wolfowitz and his gang again. They're making policy in Defense Department, the civilian hierarchy, what we call the neocons. And this is bad news.
All right, caller, you had a question about 9/11?
Yes.
Okay, just ask it quick when we get back, and we're going to move on to all these other callers. Stay with us, folks.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this third hour. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll have our guests with us for about another 25 minutes or so. Then I'm going to get into this big stack of news we have not detailed yet. Believe me, it's all very important. Our guest is Colonel Don DeGrandpre. Honored to have him on the show. He's the author of the three-part series of books, Barbarians Inside the Gates. And real quick, John in New York, you had a question about 9/11.
It's not a question. I want to make a comment. I was in the Air Force. My career field was radar operations, and I was assigned to the Air Defense Command. The airliners turned around at Erie, Pennsylvania, and were off course for approximately 1 hour at the wrong altitude, at the wrong speed, without radio contact, and it is absolutely insane for anybody to believe that could have happened unless people were told to stand down.
Well, Payne Stewart, in 18 minutes, had five F-16s around him in the middle of nowhere. You have the most sensitive air corridor in the world, the eastern coast there, D.C., New York, with these four planes all over the map, and they know there's been hijackings, and Dick Cheney's in control, and everything's standing down. And I mean,
the fighters that were stationed in Virginia, just across the border from Washington, D.C., could have been flying at buster speed, which is max speed. They could have intercepted those planes in 15 minutes and saved all that tragedy. And the second airplane was 15 minutes behind the first airplane, so to think that they didn't do anything about the second one makes it even more ludicrous. So, terrific guest, terrific show. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. And again, we don't even do this justice to focus on one area. I mean, we've got all the public officials being told not to go to New York, the insider trading by the CIA, the Bushes protecting the Bin Ladens. Colonel, you want to comment on that?
Well, what I was trying to get through here, John had done a beautiful job of laying it out here on 9/11. What I want to carry away is that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs himself has agreed there were no hijackers, there were no cell phone calls. Everybody aboard that aircraft, pilots and crew, were unconscious within 8 to 18 minutes after takeoff. And you can take it from there. I've got covered in books 2 and 3 what actually happened.
So they're knocked out, and then the remote control takes place, and the rest is history.
Yeah, there was remote control, and yes.
By the way, people don't believe they have that. I mean, Kennedy's oldest son, JFK's big brother, died in a chase plane with a remote controlling in a bomber loaded with explosives as a drone in 1944.
That is correct.
So, I mean, this is very old technology, folks. And for people that are in total denial, I mean, it's ridiculous. Let's go ahead and talk to Wayne in Virginia. Wayne, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I have a two-part question. The first part is Colonel...
Don DeGrandpre.
DeGrandpre, I'm sorry, sir, I stumbled over your name there, but could you play the instructor with us, ground pounders, for a little while and tell us why, from an airmanship point of view, the maneuvers the aircraft performed were just inexplicable and bordering on the impossible from a pilot's point of view?
Yes, let me give it real quick to Wayne from Virginia. These planes were being piloted by remote control, probably an AWACS aircraft taking over that airplane, or airplanes, or drones, unmanned drones, and flying them at 5 and 8 G force that no pilot could withstand. So in short, and if you read books 2 and 3, you will discover how and why this came about.
A second part of my question is, after 9/11, our congressman from down here, Randy Forbes, spoke at a veterans' a foreign wars hall about how close he was to the Bush and Rumsfeld cabal, and how before 9/11 he had a briefing at the White House where they were told they were expecting something big from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, in his discussion, there's about 200 or 300 people there. It was recorded on film, and my notes are very clear on this. He also said they were following other aircraft out over the ocean. Do you have any knowledge of that? Something I've not heard discussed at all about 9/11.
No, but this comes under speculation now, and I'm telling you that we are knowledgeably speculating. Those aircraft carrying... crew and passengers went over the Atlantic, and that was all she wrote.
Yeah, you remote control the original planes out, then you're loaded up, drones attack. And the major, one of the biggest and oldest newspaper in Spain just came out 3 weeks ago, and they looked at the bottom of one of those jets, and there's some type of giant belly attachment. It is clearly a modified aircraft.
Can I ask one final question?
Yes.
That your line of discussion here, Colonel, in the past few minutes has just opened up. You said earlier that you expected when push comes to shove that this 70% of general and field grade officers were going to say that's it. Well, the enterprise that we're discussing here of taking loaded, regularly scheduled civilian airlines out and ditching them into the ocean and putting in their places aerial bombs.
Yeah, that is push coming to shove.
That is it. Why aren't these people coming forward now?
Well, let me say this. We know, because, I mean, folks, I don't want to give too much detail out, but I've talked to them, lawyers have talked to them. We know hundreds of high-level officers have leaked everything we're now learning about today. So I think that this caught a lot of people unawares. Colonel, you want to comment on that?
Well, the only thing I can say is that let's consider that second aircraft that hit the World Trade Center. It did have a control device on the belly, 757. That aircraft was unmanned and went in and blew up as a diversion. And something else happened. This was a sideshow.
I understand, but going back to when we know they had bombs in the buildings, that's now admitted, but going back to what the caller said, you're saying these elements of the military, when push comes to shove, are going to stand up. Well, I'd say 9/11 was the globalist pushing, so where's the shove? That's his question.
This will come as is going to be in the form of a counter coup d'etat. You understand that a coup d'etat was pulled on September 11th by the civilian hierarchy.
God grant that it would come soon, sir.
Say again?
God grant that it would come soon.
Well, yes, it probably will.
They're talking about going into Syria now.
Don't believe it. There's a new ball game there, and I can't go into it right now, but Syria is going to be something else entirely, involving NATO forces. And I can't go into that much right now.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Wayne. Let's talk to Diane in South Carolina. Diane, go ahead.
Hi. Before I ask my question, please ask Don DeGrandprix, sir, to give us a phone number so we can contact him. And I have read the first book. It is awesome. It is like reading history and just watching everything unfold.
Yeah, again, he wrote about it in 2000, then it happens a year later.
Okay, here's my question. On Thursday of last week in the Post and Courier in South Carolina, they had a small article on the Russian who are now doing this World War III practice session.
Yeah, the Russians are doing nuclear attack drills on us, our little buddies, yeah.
Okay, they had in there about a maneuverable nuclear-tipped weapon for offensive purposes.
Yeah, they're saying they got a missile that nothing can stop.
It's an airplane that goes five times the speed of sound. This was in the paper.
Well, they've had that for a while. You want to comment on that?
And my question is how is the foreign military in the United States versus our military going to respond? And it looks like Russia's making some moves now. What do you think about Russia?
Yeah, Colonel, that's a good question. I mean, I have all the articles. I have the documents. They really are trying to integrate foreign units, German, Czech Republic, others, into our military. How is that going?
It's probably going. I can't give you detail. We're bordering on certain elements that I can't talk about, but we have to consider the Russian aspect of these weapons as being, in essence, propaganda.
Okay.
We have the same type of unmanned aircraft, drones, etc.
Yeah, the drones that'll do
fly,
Mach 10.
Five times the speed of sound.
We'll do a lot more than that.
Yeah, but Diane, let's not worry too much about the Russians.
Well, is that non-gravitational type airplane or something?
No, they've gotten regular propulsion aircraft. Look, ma'am, they claim the SR-71 Blackbird, in flight in 55, in service in 59,
right,
is the fastest jet in the world. It is not the... And it cruises at Mach 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, they got jets that'll just...
Well, I know we're way behind what they're telling us.
Yeah, Colonel,
you want
to comment on that?
And ask him to give out his number for us, too.
Let me give you a home phone where you can contact me, GrandPrix Publishing Limited, at 540-547-2996. And that's my home phone. It's a private phone, and you can call me anytime.
Okay, now we know that you had a stroke a few years ago worrying about this so much, so folks, don't bug him too much. Hey, I feel like I'm going to have one every day worrying about this.
I can handle just about everything, including this 15-year-old gelding that I was riding this morning.
Okay, well, that's good, sir. We'll be right back. We'll take more calls.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain 2 handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and 2 silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than 1 of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, here's the deal. We're going to take 5 more calls for our guests, then I'm going to let our guests go. I really appreciate him coming on, and I'm going to cover a bunch of news that we haven't really detailed yet. It's very, very important, and recap some top stories as well. Diane had asked for your phone number, and if you want to give it out, that's fine. If you want to talk to the colonel, it's 540-547-2996. And before he leaves us in the next segment, we'll give you the mailing address again to get the books. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Colonel, did a cruise missile hit the Pentagon or a Global Hawk or a drone business jet?
You're talking about what hit the Pentagon, right, John? It was a cruise missile. It could have been a Global Hawk. It was not a commercial aircraft.
And that's what the eyewitnesses said and the evidence shows. And do people realize this was staged at the Pentagon? I mean, obviously the area that's under renovation and then all this happens. Do people at the Pentagon, are they still buying the official story, Colonel?
Well, I can't speak for the rest of them, but I'm certainly not buying that, and I think I've got the full story in Book 3, and that's it. It was a diversionary hit for strategic reasons, and it didn't matter whether it was a pilotless drone or a Global Hawk missile.
It's the most surveilled area in the world, but no video of it, and witnesses said they saw a small aircraft.
No, they did not. We saw segments of a video that purport to show a firing of a launch probably from a Global Hawk or an unmanned aircraft missile, but it certainly wasn't a commercial aircraft.
Exactly.
Was United Airlines Flight 93 shot down in Pennsylvania by U.S. or NATO pilots, and was that what was supposed to hit the Pentagon?
No, that was hit at 1,000 hours. It was taken out by the North Dakota Air Guard. I know the pilot who fired those two missiles that took down 93.
Well, was it shot down because the airline pilots actually regained control of the hijacked autopilot, or was that the replacement unmanned drone that was shot down?
No, it was the aircraft. You see, had totally unconscious people on board. There were no hijackers. At 9:35, the Happy Hooligans, the Air Guard flying F-16s, were ordered to take that plane out, and they took it out from 9:35 to 10 o'clock.
Were there any refueling jets involved in that operation?
Hold on a second, John. The question is, why did they deviate from the plan of flying it into the Capitol? Why did the globalists decide to go ahead and shoot the plane down?
There had been an adjustment to the controls, probably by an AWACS aircraft flying overhead again, remote control. And it was on a course for either the Capitol or the White House. And at this stage, you don't know. The Happy Hooligans came in and took care of it.
Do you think they were not following orders?
The Happy Hooligans?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've got Cheney running around. We've got the stand down taking place.
Oh, this is correct. But you see, the Adjutant General of the State of North Dakota gave the command to take it out. And by God, they took it out, and I've got the full story in the book.
That's a good thing they did that. You say you've talked to the pilot. Think about this, folks. Imagine what Bush would have gotten if he would have had that plane flying to the Capitol. Imagine the police state we'd be in right now.
Yes, indeed.
And so you have to have the diversionary blast at the Pentagon, so no one would get suspicious and think it was a military coup.
Perhaps.
John, does that answer your question?
Were there any refueling tankers used by the North Dakota Air Guard, and what tanker wing was used?
I don't know about the aircraft itself. I don't know about refueling. They came off base from Langley. And it was just a few minutes from Langley to the intercept over Pennsylvania. In just a matter of minutes.
Colonel, how did you get in touch with the pilot who shot the plane down?
It turned out to be an old friend of mine from the Air National Guard, and this is my home state of North Dakota. And I attended a ceremony, Governor of North Dakota plus the Adjutant General plus the pilots, being decorated a year later for this activity over that happened on 9/11 with Flight 93.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like? Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go. Into you, into your children,
your lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Amazing revelation of the North Dakota National Guard that had been moved to Langley, Virginia a few months before 9/11 and then went in there and shot down Flight 93 over Pennsylvania. Says he's talked to the pilot. And his info checks out. I've been researching what he's been doing for years. Before we go back to our guests and four final calls from Scott and June and Warren and Greg, we're going to go to you quick, too, because I got a bunch of news I need to get to. Before I do that, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, an Alex Jones film, the greatest evil that mankind has ever faced is among us, a scientifically crafted global dictatorship sworn to enslave every man, woman, and child. The United States government at all levels has fallen under the control of the desperately wicked New World Order Klan. The events of September 11th mark the initiation of the final sick push of the Illuminati to consolidate their one-world order and transform Earth into a prison planet. In over 2.5 hours, I chronicle in stunning detail the true character of the globalist learn the master plan of the bloodthirsty elite to financially, physically, and spiritually imprison not only America, but the world. Total Enslavement is the third installment in my critically acclaimed Police State series and is a must-see for all who love freedom. The film documents the nightmare rise of the Homeland Security Dictatorship, Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Total Information Awareness Network, government-run white slavery rings, the new prison surveillance economy, and much more. The very future of humanity depends on exposing government-sponsored terrorism and how the globalists pose as our saviors when, in fact, they are the terrorists. Now, that's one of my 10 videos. They're all amazing. They're $25.95. That video is 2 hours and 44 minutes long. Really, it's 3 or 4 films in one. $20 when you order 3 or more, and your support of this show is needed, my friends. So get the video, spread the word, get my book, get the books we carry. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, and I'm at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Don't procrastinate. You know when you support this show, you're certainly helping get the word out as well. Colonel, before we take these 4 final calls, go over that a little bit slower for folks. That's a big deal. You've talked to the pilot, a friend of yours, who shot down Flight 93 that was going for the Capitol or the White House, and go over that for folks.
Okay, quick rundown. They were out of Hector Field, Fargo, North Dakota, a bunch of... It's the 119th Fighter Group, and they're called the Happy Hooligans. They're probably the best interceptors that we have in the country. They were moved to Langley Air Force Base from Hector Field down to Southern Virginia. And when the klaxon horn went off at 9:35, those three pilots all put down their coffee and shot into their aircraft and took off. They didn't know where they were going initially, but by 1000 hours, they had rendezvoused over southern Pennsylvania. That's about 250 miles in just a matter of minutes, and engaged 93 with 2 Sidewinder missiles, and they accomplished their objective. Now, Hector Field, I used to fly out of Hector Field some time ago. I know most of those pilots. I could name names. I know the National Guard Adjutant General. And they were decorated about a year later, and I have the full write-up of that story in my book.
Yeah, and it's just ignored by the media. I have that article, too. And, you know, later, well, okay, it was a missile, and, well, there wasn't the, you know, let's roll. Just all made-up theater for the public, and we buy it like a bunch of saps.
That is correct.
It's incredible. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Florida. Scott, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
Scott?
Hi. Earlier in the show, you mentioned that both Cheney and Wolfowitz might be in some trouble. I was wondering if they've been serving, you know, the real rulers of the world, the 13 families or whoever they are, and been dutifully pushing the agenda for world government. But
yeah, you know, obviously they're just minion administrator policy wonk puppets. So you're saying
they've been doing a good job for them. Why are they in danger versus say Powell or Rice or Bush, or are they all in danger?
Or David Rockefeller.
Right.
Cheney is closest to the active action. He was probably most involved in all of the details of September 11th, and he'll be one of the first to fall.
Well,
so I predict...
Because he knows? Or
I predict that Cheney will be out of here and inside of, well, prior to the election.
Well,
knows exactly what happened, or because...
Yes, he knows exactly what happened,
They have to eliminate all those people.
Several, yes.
Well, Now, again, though, the caller
wouldn't
is pointing
it serve
out,
as a warning to anybody who would serve them in the future?
Perhaps, but these guys can only understand one ingredient, and that is force. And that force has to emanate from the military. And the military force in the persona of military tribunals will take over. And Cheney, as I reiterate, is toast.
But they're the ones creating the tribunals. Now, I will say this. General Rick Baucus, over a year ago, Rhode Island native, the head of Gitmo on Guantanamo Bay, he resigned and said, I'm not going to torture innocent people.
Yeah.
Now that hardly got any press. We have two-star generals quitting.
Yes,
I mean, we have a
correct.
Lot of people not going along with this already.
And there will be a lot more, Alex.
Pardon me?
There will be a lot more. People either resigning or retiring. And yet it's going to come out, and there will be military tribunals.
Well, also, the Pentagon just came out and said that Halliburton's been stealing and is going to do a criminal investigation. We'll see what happens with that. But thanks for the call, Scott. June in Mass. June, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I hope you're not going to be offended, but, you know, I'm really suspicious of that stroke because a lot of us don't trust the pharmaceutical companies or the medical business.
Well, I'm really confused what you're talking about.
Well, the colonel had a stroke. So, it wasn't like anything caused
while he was busy exposing all this, he had a stroke. I mean, strokes happen because of stress. You want to comment, Colonel?
Well, things happen, June. And with me, it was a stroke. Right carotid artery blocked entirely, and I was out. I'm now fully recovered, and I'm very active. In fact, my wife says I'm hyperactive.
Well, many medications can cause a stroke, so I hope you'll look into, maybe call Dr. McCain. She's a sponsor.
Okay, June, anything on your mind concerning September 11th?
No, but I'm just concerned about his health, that he's...
health is fine, June, and I appreciate your interest.
Well, don't smoke.
I'm doing great.
Don't smoke and don't eat too many fried foods. I probably sound like your wife.
Well, I don't think he smokes, so... Okay. Thank you, June. Let's talk to Warren in Colorado. Warren, go ahead.
Oh, hi. It's incredible information. I think this is breaking news, at least for me. I'm probably the fourth caller familiar with aviation, and we could go into how someone could actually fly planes into a building. But I just wanted to call and thank you, Alex, for working pretty hard. I heard you on KOA at 3:30 when I was checking cattle, and I look forward to the rebroadcast and purchasing some books and videos and so on.
Yeah, I was up till 5 a.m. Central on KOA. I was on there 3 hours on Rick Barber's show, and I'm going to be up tonight doing interviews. And hey, we don't sleep around here in the fight against the New World Order. So
yeah, okay, thanks.
All right, yeah, because if we don't win this, it's all over. I mean, really, this is for all the marbles. These people are evil. Thank you for the call, Warren. Let's talk to Greg in Alabama. Last caller. Greg, go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. God bless your wife for being there behind you and making sure that you're continuing to do this for this country.
Yeah, she's great.
She's can't even say anything enough about her, and I don't even know the woman. I just want to point out a couple things, and I hope you don't treat me the way that people treat you when you try to bring this stuff to the forefront.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
This is very, very important. As you can tell, I'm shaking, and I'm just finally get through to talk to you. On your videos, everything true. I mean, I don't have to tell you. You already know. As soon as you see the truth in front of you, it is already evident. The explanations and the excuses that are given to you before that, they just disappear because everybody knows deep inside that there is something wrong, that there is an evil power somewhere, and through all the definitions from movies, books, people get everything so confused, and you're able to bring it all to the forefront and just lay it out. You mentioned Moloch several times, the Babylonian the eye on the pyramid, which you mentioned several times in the video.
You're talking about Police State 3 or Dark City?
Yeah, I just watched Police State 3 for the first time after I bought all six of your, or I bought six of your videos.
Well,
thank
you.
Once. I will support you until I die, until anybody lays a finger on you. I will be there for you no matter what. What I need for your listeners to hear is every night when I listen to your radio show or when I'm sitting here at work listening to it and I'm taking all the grief from the people that I work with, I don't care. There's a certain knowledge that was known in the beginning of our beginning of time, which is this cycle of our system that we're in now, this last 3,000 or 10,000 years, whatever it was, the beginning. The ancient Egyptians, which were not called the ancient Egyptians, where that the pyramids, all that comes from, all that understanding that comes from, there was a pure understanding before the Europeans came in and took over those nations and then told everybody else what they were about.
Well, I will say this, yeah, the Illuminati got a lot of secret knowledge, information, suppressed it, and that's what a lot of this is about today. And,
right.
and that's why the globalist symbol is the all-seeing eye and the pyramid, because they're laughing at us, saying, we've got the secret knowledge, you profane idiots don't know anything. You want to comment on this, Colonel?
Can I just finish something really
quick?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I don't mean to disrespect either of you. You guys
that's
are
okay,
great
go
people.
Ahead.
The thing is that just like with everything you say, once you say it and once you hear it, you just automatically know. And if you need to go look into it any further and check it out and verify it for yourself, that's fine. There are two authors that I am aware of right now that I know there's more, just like there's more people like you. One, his name is Mustafa Gadala. He is a native Egyptian. And the other, his name is Ra'un Nefer Amin. He is the author of the Metu Necher, which he wrote in trance, connecting to the one true source of...
I mean, I just deal with facts and documents and stuff I can prove.
I know, Alex.
Well, sir, just send me the info. I'll tell you what, just send me the info. Unfortunately, I took way more calls than I was going to, and I've kept our guests too long, and I got a few news articles here I want to hit. But send me some info, and maybe I'll have them on for a guest or something, okay?
Five more seconds, please, Alex.
Five more seconds. Go ahead.
Just... The devil, all that stuff can be completely understood just the way that you understand it now by going to Egypt-Tehuti.com, Egypt-Tehuti, T-E-H-U-T-I, reading the Metu Necher. You don't have to follow along with the names and the people and the cults and all that stuff. It's just the understanding. And that
Listen, I'll check it out. Thank you. And you can always call back. Colonel... I really want to appreciate you. I mean, I really do appreciate you. I want to thank you, Colonel Don de Grand Prix, for coming on the show. And if folks want to get your three books, they're lengthy, big old thick, nice things, and they can write to you at 1124 Madison, Virginia, 22727. And it's $30 per book and $385 for the priority shipping and handling. The first two books are $30. The new one's $45 because of your printing cost. And I really appreciate you coming on, my friend.
Well, it's a pleasure, Alex. And keep up your damn good work. You're doing marvelously well, Alex. Keep it up.
Well, absolutely. We'll have to have you back on the show. And God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Take care. I did it again. Great guest. Ended up having him on for an hour and 48 minutes, and I didn't get to stacks of news. I mean, just stacks of news here. I mentioned it. I mean, I mentioned it. Soldiers given 5 bullets for Iraq war. That's the Herald. That's the Tidar troops. I got stuff like that. A report, slavery alive and well in U.S., Tallahassee, Florida, Newsday. Modern-day slavery is alive and well in Florida, the head of Human Rights Center said Tuesday, and it released a report on people forced to work as prostitutes, farm workers, and maids across the state. Now, yeah, it's real bad in Texas, too. Human traffickers, that's what these open borders are about, folks. It's about oppression of the people. Human traffickers bring thousands of people into the United States each year, and Florida is believed to be one of the top three destinations, along with New York, Texas, according to the Center for the Advancement of Human Rights at Florida State University. Although there have been several prosecutions of human trafficking in Florida, no one knows how many people in Florida are under the control of traffickers, said Terry Coonan, the Center's executive director. I'm going to get him on. And then I got this article. Azerbaijan probes child organ trafficking. BBC, the Azerbaijan government says it is keen to track down and crack down on child traffickers who are believed to be taking children abroad and selling their organs for profit. And it shows a bag of ice with a baby's organs in it. I mean, who could kidnap a child and cut their guts out? I just, man, you people are going to hell, and I am very happy. You know, I hope. I mean, people don't believe there's a hell. There's got to be a hell. You people got to pay. I know there's a hell, and it's ready for you. Its mouth is open for you. National Security Minister Naib Abzov said the authorities, what, investigating your competition, were investigating reports that sick children were being taken abroad for medical treatment and adoption and then being used for human transplants. Yeah, they tell you, we're going to help you. A lot of the charities are involved. We've already confirmed this in past reports, but here it is again. Under the guise of adoption, children who are allegedly afflicted by grave diseases are taken out of Azerbaijan ostensibly for treatment. In the course of our investigations, it's come to light that these children are used for organ transplants. Oh, man, I tell you. And it goes into the results of the investigations will be passed to the Interior Ministry. And it says corruption, that the government's involved. Of course it is. I mean, we are turning into hell on earth.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There was another article out of Florida, Naples News. Human trafficking study looks towards remedies. Untold numbers of foreign workers are being held against their will in Florida and elsewhere, a fact that will require a new approach to combat illegal trafficking of humans in the United States, a study released Tuesday contends. So more of the wondrous third world acculturation we're all enjoying. Amazing. Story out of Republic Online, and it says, mother wants to know why child died in foster care. And they took her child because the school thought his child looked a little skinny and might have been abused. And then a few months later, it died in CPS custody. And that's just CPS. You know how they are. Good old folks there. Statistically, the most dangerous people around. I got a Homeland Security, DHS.org or .gov article here. Homeland Security says that Homeland Security launches expansion of information exchange system into major cities in all 50 states. It is the Matrix system under the new name exchange system, information exchange system. So there's your NSA spying on you at the local level there for everyone out there as well. Bloodbath feared as Haiti opposition spurns peace plan. They don't want Aristide to be the leader, and well, that's what America will be like when you got criminals running things. Just more criminals try to take over. The rule of law is gone. You turn into Haiti or Mexico. NATO and the EU to step up for the terror fight. They say they need to invade a bunch of countries. And here's an article. Honduras orders 400,000 chip cards for weapons control. If you want to own a gun, you're going to have to register it and have a chip card that tracks you that you're a gun owner. That's out of cardtechnology.com. They're very proud of that. And half of young Americans to get sexually transmitted diseases, according to Reuters, sexually transmitted diseases are exploding thanks to the promiscuous lifestyle that's being promoted by MTV and others. The U.S. government brings the first charges against Guantanamo inmates, Reuters says, for conspiracy charges. I didn't think conspiracies existed. How can that be possible? Oh, only other people's conspiracies. And they're not going to let anybody into those trials. They're kangaroo courts. Aristide warns that if we don't send troops in to save him, that he's going to hit us with all the boat people. Well, don't worry. I mean, we need some more third world folks. Let's take a few million Haitians, you know. Be a good deal, and we've got to accept their culture of voodoo and blood drinking. Don't criticize them, or you're evil. Putin dumps his entire government. This is out of Reuters. Russian President Vladimir Putin has sacked his government and has pledged to appoint a team to overhaul policy ahead of next month's presidential election. So he's fired the whole government as dictator, and he's used terror attacks he's engineered as the way to do that. BBC reports Blunkett gets tough on terror, has introduced martial law provisions for secret arrest. No more liberties, no more Magna Carta. They're very proud of it. That bill in West Virginia has been rewritten where everybody has to be vaccinated. Now, if you can get a waiver from the school, as if you're going to get one from the school. If the government will give you a waiver, you don't have to take it, which, of course, you can't get. So it's just as bad. It's horrible. So, no, this bill's no good that they're scheduled to try to pass today in West Virginia. And, well, we're almost out of time here. There's been a bunch of asteroid near misses. We covered that at the first of the show, and they say there's more asteroids coming in for collision or near misses, and that's on Infowars.com from BBC and CNN. Again, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, on your local AM and FM station, the Internet, or Global Shortwave. And I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. The first hour, I'll give you my critique of The Passion. We've got a bunch of other great guests coming up, so be sure to join us tomorrow as well. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. To my webmasters, the folks running the show, to our sponsors, our listeners, our affiliates, to God, to everybody, thank you for all you do. And stand up if evil... If nobody stands up to evil, then it wins. Good people got to stand in the gap against it. So stand up.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened.
Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.